Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Everybody, I think we all deserve a round of applause for not looking at our phones for like 2 hours now. What an achievement. It's a beautiful day out. Come on. It's you guys. Yay. We did it.
It's Harvard class day.
Thank you for having me speak here today. I'm very honored to be your class committee's last minute second choice speaker. I don't know who canceled. I've been trying to find out all week. But I guess I'm on the short list of people who's within Amtrak distance and not in the Epstein files.
So Ronnie Chang, who you might know from The Daily Show, Trevor Noah is the guy that gave him a chance several years ago when he was the host of The Daily Show. He does not the graduation, not the commencement speech. That was actually done by Conan O'Brien. But he did the, like, I don't know, the warm-up speech, the during-the-day speech or whatever.
I understand it was down to me and Baby Yoda. And I think that guy's doing press right now, so you're stuck with me. Someone who couldn't get into this college, much less graduate from it. And by the way, on that topic, before we go any further, do I get a degree for this or what? Because I was Googling it and people are getting degrees and I don't know, is that just like a commencement speech thing? Is this like different to that? This is class day. I guess this is like the Gobi tent to the Coachella main stage. All right. Degrees are for headliners, right, Dean? All right.
Degrees are for headliners.
My mom actually came from Singapore just to watch this because she thinks I'm graduating from Harvard. So she's right in the front row. So I don't know, can someone on stage just hand me a piece of paper or something? A scroll, Dean, yeah, thank you. Thank you. I don't know, maybe someone here can give me the art history degree. Trust me, you're not going to need it.
Just give me your art history degree. Trust me, you're not going to need it. Oh, yeah, and lots of profanity, which is kind of hilarious, too.
Seriously, I had Netflix specials, I had movie premieres, I host a daily show. My mom didn't come for any of that. I tell her I'm at Harvard, and she gets on the first flight over. In fact, my sister also came. And she only came because I told her Conan O'Brien was giving the commencement speech. That's the power of this institution that you guys are graduating from. It'll make Asians do anything. Up to and including voting against affirmative action.
Oh, man. Now, to get... Well, here, I'll just let him tell it and then I'll explain it if I need to.
So congratulations to all of you. Again. Yeah, congratulations on being the last generation of Harvard grads with straight A's. You're telling me for the last 200 years or whatever the f***, everyone at Harvard was a bunch of dumbasses with inflated grades and nobody noticed.
Remember how Harvard has reduced throttle basically the number of A's that it can give in its classes, and you know, there's a whole set of rules about that. A minuses are fine, but A's, you know, kind of trying to fight against grade inflation.
I don't know what's dumber, that all your grades have been inflated or that the professors here just voted to stop inflating your grades. Do you know how stupid that is? You do realize the more A's you hand out, the better everyone looks. I can't believe I have to explain this to you guys. Didn't you guys go to Harvard?
Because if everybody has great grades, then it sounds like only smart people go to Harvard, right?
What kind of goody-two-shoes professors do you have up here? No wonder President Trump's trying to destroy you. I just noticed there's a sign language guy who has the sign, President Trump trying to destroy you. Don't worry, sign language guy. It gets worse.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna, all right?
Anyway, so no one here has good grades anymore, but good news. Good grades don't even matter anymore anyway. Welcome to the real world, graduates, where social media followers are the new GPA. These days, you can't even be a barista in Brooklyn with less than 10,000 IG followers. And if you don't like that system, well, take it out with Harvard alumni Mark Zuckerberg.
Who's got an honorary degree, and not because he left college to do Facebook, but then we came back and spoke and they gave him an honorary. All right, here was the money clip, and then we'll pause the speech for a bit.
Well, on the topic of A's, by the way, can I just say, AI.
Remember all the speakers that have gotten booed for celebrating AI?
I'm so glad you agree. I prepared a completely different speech in case you guys turned on me, but I won't be needing that.
He's ripping
anymore.
It up.
AI. F it to death, all right? What's the sign language sign for that? Good to know.
What's the sign language sign for that? All right, I'm going to pause this because it's fun so far. There's going to be some substance toward the end. We'll come back to it in about 20 minutes. But obviously next we got to do the Transgressors Memorial Service. So you can find out what New York State has decided to do with the terms mother and father. Coming up next, it's amazing. Brother Andrew loves it. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now or delays. It looks like I-10, I-110, 90, 98 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at ITENWired.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett as a result of her recent highly inappropriate comments at the George W. Bush Center on the campus of Southern Methodist University.
I think that it's very, very important to keep personal beliefs and personal convictions separate from the law.
No! The only thing a judge should care about is doing whatever she knows is right, not honoring the silly, complicated process of making laws through elections and hearings and votes and what that says. Although it's true we don't necessarily want Barrett doing what she thinks is right as a conservative Catholic, we most certainly want judges in general doing whatever they think is best, as long as it's also what we think is best. That's the whole idea of having activist judges who legislate from the bench. If we can get enough of them appointed, then it doesn't matter what the legislature does, because our values will still control how the judges enforce those laws, or not.
That is because we live in a pluralistic society, and what I think is moral or immoral is not maybe what you, Shiloh, think is moral or immoral. And we're committed to living by the laws that emerge from the democratic process, and so it's not my role as a judge to override that with my own view.
No, that's exactly the problem. Obviously, we don't support this silly notion of respecting what other people believe or what's historically been called tolerance. But, of course, due to all our ongoing work to redefine every word, that's not what tolerance means anymore. Today, tolerance means agreeing with us about which things are good, such as LGBTQ2SIA plus lifestyles, and agreeing with us about which things are bad, such as, you know, Christianity or being straight. The old idea was that you would show respect to other people's different beliefs and practices by putting up with them when you dislike them, thus allowing you and them to go on keeping your differences of opinion. The new idea of tolerance is that everyone must be coerced into agreeing with one set of beliefs and practices, namely the ones we direct, or else they're intolerant. And that's why it's so important to call out what Barrett is saying here. For example, she gets it exactly wrong on the death penalty.
I think the death penalty is immoral, but as I said, we live in a pluralistic society, and many of my fellow citizens don't agree with me, and there are many states, and indeed the federal government, that continue to have capital punishment.
That's totally backwards. Precisely because we, like her, oppose capital punishment, it shouldn't matter what the law or the Constitution actually says. It should only matter that it's wrong for governments to kill people. And any ruling that says otherwise is a betrayal of our values, even if that ruling is based on what the law says. She should be using her power as a justice to stop executions precisely because she, rightly, believes them to be immoral. So no, Amy Coney Barrett, you are completely wrong, and it is disturbing that you've even said such a thing out loud. The Supreme Court is just another lever of power for us to coerce people into doing what we know is right. And for that, and for misunderstanding it, we cast thee out, Justice Barrett. Or should I say, perhaps, Injustice Barrett. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we want to enthusiastically celebrate the efforts of New York Democratic Assemblywoman Amy Paulin and Senator Luis Sepulveda for filing a bill that will replace offensive, outmoded words in family law with more equitable and inclusive ones. In this case, the expunged terms are mother and father. It's about time, right? For obvious reasons, these words are very hurtful to transgender people because they perpetuate archaic and repressive gender norms by making it seem like sex assigned at birth is more important than sex affirmed by choice. Just because you have little boy bits doesn't mean you can't be a mother, and just because you have little girl bits doesn't mean you can't be a father. Obviously. And that's why the term should be dropped. From now on, New York law will refer to gestating parents instead of mothers, and non-gestating parents instead of fathers. Isn't that beautiful? Elegant? Poetic? Not only does this avoid the question of whether a gestating parent might identify as a mother or as a father, making it more inclusive, but it also solves some of the confusion around same-sex marriages. For instance, when a lesbian couple is seeking post-childbirth benefits like maternity leave, obviously only one of them endured the physical effects of carrying the child, delivering it, and having to physically recover after the child eviction proceedings, or what we call birth. Well, the lesbian parent who gave the deported child is the gestating parent, and the lesbian parent who did not give the deportation, since she is obviously neither the mother nor the father, will be the non-gestating parent. Conveniently, this follows the formula already in use by Delta Airlines in their employee benefits manual. And in case some of you are new to our holy humanship, always remember that these language changes are essentially about thought control. If you cannot say the hurtful things, then you cannot think the hurtful things. And since we want people to think virtuously, we must force them to speak virtuously. And the way that begins is by making the old words seem wrong and by making the new words seem right, or just changing the meanings. It also helps to generally create an atmosphere of uncertainty around words so that people are always concerned that even the right things they knew to say yesterday may not be the right things to say today. Fear of saying anything wrong leads to self-censorship, the best form of thought control. Every step of thinking truth requires an appropriate measure of speaking truth, and when language becomes awkward, falsehood becomes unspeakable, therefore unthinkable, praise Gaia. That's why New York will now use the term parentage instead of paternity. And alleged parent instead of putative father. So much better, much better. So happy gestating parents day and happy non-gestating parents day to all who celebrate, just like words that came before, like chest feeders, lactating individuals, non-prostate owners, inseminated persons, and human milk producing people. These terms, gestating parent and non-gestating parent, are certain to usher in a whole wave of gender equity and sexual non-differentiation. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, a hearty alfalfa sprout wreath with four sprigs of non-GMO cilantro goes to English human Bonnie Lockett for her extraordinarily creative solution to the infidelity problem. After being cheated on by back-to-back male romantic partners, suffering devastating depression verging on suicide, and finding solace the only way she possibly could in an OnlyFans account, Ms. Lockett finally made the only rational choice she could. She married herself. Rather than wallowing in shame and self-pity, she enlisted a few supportive friends, put on her $20,000 designer wedding gown, gathered around the majestic coastal obelisk of irony, spoke a few heartfelt vows to herself, and put the $27,000 pear-shaped 3-carat gold yellow diamond ring onto her own left hand, saying solemnly, "I do me wed." What a beautiful act of devotion and self-commitment. By promising to love, honor, and cherish herself until death do me part, Bonnie, now Mrs. Lockett, fulfilled the deepest heart's desire we all yearn to satisfy, finding perfect companionship with her true soulmate, herself, and all without having to even change her last name. Through sickness and health, through riches and poverty, and in good times and bad, Mrs. Lockett need never be alone again because she will always, always have the companionship of her own company. Plus, she didn't need a prenup. In doing this, she has joined the ranks of many modern women who are now practicing sologamy or sologamy as a lifestyle, including Emma Watson and singer Maya. In fact, Selena Gomez may have been the first highly publicized solo wedding in 2022, although she did later cheat on herself by marrying Benny Blanco in 2025. I only say cheated because, so far as I can tell, Selena Gomez never officially divorced herself, making her both an adulterer and a bigamist. At least I think that's how this works. But aside from adding yet another letter to the holy acronym string, now proudly 43 letters long, Mrs. Lockett has really dealt a death blow to the other osexual paradigm by declaring that not only does she not need no stinking man, she doesn't need no stinking woman either. She can be fully satisfied with self-love, self-fidelity, and self-fulfillment, plus a lucrative OnlyFans page. Never has a challenge to the matrimony industrial complex been so cogently and poignantly delivered. Even if it is not good for a man to be alone, it is not merely good, but actually best for a woman to be. So kudos to you, Bonnie Lockett, for finally realizing that through all of life's ups and downs, you already have everything you need from the only person who has quite literally always been there for you, you. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
And though I do feel like I have to say it all the time, I do still feel like I have to say it all the time. All true stories. I thought the New York one was a joke. I thought it's just somebody making something right up on social media. Oh, no.
No, oh, my
that's
goodness.
That's a real thing. And the self-marriage is almost passe at this point. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
I'm still stuck on the eviction notice we call birth. That was great.
Well, I mean, here you're taking an otherwise unhoused person and forcing them to leave the only domicile they've ever known.
Exactly.
Against their will, without even filing paperwork. What kind of landlord has that power? Anyway, go ahead, John. Right.
No accidents to let you know about or delays. Looks like everything's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Don't even ask them their opinion. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. One person has died. 6 others were hurt following a mass shooting in Birmingham, Alabama. This happened last night during what was described as a large gathering. Investigators say they recovered more than 30 shell casings from that scene. Milwaukee health officials say they are monitoring 3 people as a precaution for the Ebola virus. The city health department says they're very low-risk individuals that did recently return from Africa where the outbreak is occurring, but none of the travelers have reported any contacts that would raise concerns about possible Ebola transmission, and there's no public health concern of Ebola in the United States right now. Memorabilia from late actor Matthew Perry is set to be auctioned off at a charity fundraiser that starts today. The Matthew Perry Foundation focuses on addiction recovery and helping to reduce the stigma surrounding substance abuse. Some of the items that are being auctioned off include a collection of 26 scripts from Friends, Perry's 1995 Screen Actors Guild Award, and I guess that's all I've got in the list here. nice. I think there's other things as well. The auction will also... Oh, and some artwork that he owned.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, this is... Just expand ever so slightly on the marrying yourself. there was a story that I saw in The Guardian that talked about another sort of new fad of some kind, solo maxing. You know, we talk about looks maxing and all the, you know, mother, parent maxing, mommy maxing, all that kind of stuff. Solo maxing is looking at the cost of being in a relationship and choosing to be alone to the max. You know, like there's Catholic maxing and non-maxing. So this is the idea that you realize that it's too expensive, too inconvenient, whatever, too difficult to be on dates and form romantic alliances. And so instead, you're just going to live your best life. And on TikTok, I am speaking in the third person, not knowing it personally, but it's been told to me. This is going out and going for hikes and going to the movies and going out to eat on your own out of frustration with the existing scene, which weirdly sounds to me a lot like just being alive, but
or being an only child.
Yeah, or just doing things by yourself. But okay, so now they're turning it into a lifestyle. There's couple maxers, and there's solo maxers, and there's marry others, and there's marry yourselves, and there's heterosexuals, and there's self-asexuals, or other asexuals, and whatever these things are.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Overnight, the Senate voting to fund ICE for the rest of President Trump's term.
On this vote, the yeas are 52, the nays are 47. This bill, as amended, is passed.
But its push to extend the nation's spy powers stalls over revolts over the president's pick to lead the nation's intelligence agencies, Bill Pulte.
And it also would prohibit the FBI from using Section 702 of FISA against the prosecution of an American. So they thought they had an agreement there, and that all fell apart because of the Bill Pulte situation.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram. More accusations made against Maine Senate candidate Graham Plattner.
Lindsay Fifield from Virginia, she told the New York Times Mr. Plattner could be rough with her, particularly when they were drinking. She said Plattner never hit her, but she said he regularly grabbed her by the shoulder, sometimes hard enough to leave marks.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 72 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies, looking like a beautiful morning. We'll get a look at our forecast from Marion Caldwell up in just a few minutes. A Pensacola woman with a lengthy criminal history facing more charges after surveillance footage caught her burglarizing vehicles at a Circle Food Mart. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says 35-year-old Ciara Sylvian, who had 32 prior felony arrests, was captured on camera checking for unlocked cars, stealing perfume, cash, and other items, and then passing them to a passenger. The sheriff said she hit five vehicles total, bringing the felony count to 37. The sheriff's office reminding drivers to lock their doors. Well, first-time drivers in Escambia County have a chance to get their road test done on Saturday. The Escambia County Tax Collector's Office says they've got a limited number of driving test appointments available for June 6th at their Brentwood office. Slots are intended for first-time license applicants and do have to be booked online at escambiataxcollector.com. The Perdido Key Area Chamber of Commerce is accepting applications for its 2026 to 2027 Leadership Perdido Key Program. The Leadership Development Program gives participants a behind-the-scenes look at local government, tourism, military affairs, economic development, and more through monthly full-day sessions running September through January. The class size is limited. The application deadline is July 31st. Get more information through the Perdido Key Area Chamber of Commerce. Well, a multi-year study at the University of South Alabama is challenging federal estimates of the greater amberjack populations in the Gulf, and the findings could potentially lead to longer seasons for Gulf Coast fishermen. The $11.4 million study found about 4 million amberjack in the Gulf, nearly three times the federal stock assessment estimate of 1.5 million. Lead researcher Dr. Sean Powers says the gap explains why fishermen have been seeing more of the fish than the numbers suggest. The amberjack season currently runs only 43 days. Powers says if that assessment is updated to reflect the higher population, it could extend the season and boost economic opportunities for fishing charter boats. A 22-year-old Pensacola motorcyclist was injured after running a stop sign and slamming into a pickup truck yesterday. Florida Highway Patrol says the rider did not stop at the intersection of Lee Street and North T, then hit the driver's side of a Ford F-150. The rider was unresponsive at the scene and taken to a local hospital. He was not wearing a helmet. The driver of the pickup truck was not injured. Well, swim in protected areas when you're on the beach. Rip currents are reported, and they can affect anybody.
Potentially deadly rip currents continue to affect local beaches. Channel 3's Alan Strum says double red flags are flying, and beachgoers should pay close attention to the warning system before entering the water. When those flags are displayed, the Gulf waters are officially closed to swimming. Dangerous swimming conditions are expected through the end of the week and into the upcoming weekend. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by the Pensacola Little Theater. Come into PLT, The Cottage, a fast-paced laugh-out-loud farce full of twists, June 12th through the 21st. Tickets available at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the box office. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free, not seeing anything on 90, 98, 29. It all looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Clear, calm, and mild to round out the work week. Temperatures this morning starting out in 70s, making way for middle and upper 80s this afternoon with mostly sunny but breezy weather. Wind gusts will be up to about 25 miles per hour at times. Forecast overall does stay dry, but as moisture starts to settle back into the area this afternoon and this weekend, we see those daily isolated rain chances back in the forecast Saturday and Sunday. Meteorologist Marion Caldwell, we are WEAR First Warning Weather.
72 degrees, partly cloudy. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. U.S. employment growth likely moderated in May after two straight months of strong gains, but the pace would probably remain consistent with stable labor market conditions. A Reuters survey of economists predicts that non-farm payrolls likely increased by 85,000 jobs last month after rising 115,000 in April. OpenAI has told CNBC it will comply with President Trump's AI executive order. Signed by Trump on Tuesday, the order asks for access to AI models 30 days before their release for a benchmarking process to assess their capabilities. Treasury yields edged lower this morning as investors focused on how the latest non-farm payrolls data and unemployment rate due later could shape interest rates and inflation projections in the U.S. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note yield was one basis point lower at 4.463%. Futures are mixed ahead of inflation data later this morning. NASDAQ futures are down by more than 200 points. That's Your Money Now.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com or call 934-2768.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's.
Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
Scammy commissioners voting unanimously to extend County Administrator Wes Marino's contract. Commissioner Mike Kohler, who had publicly pressed Marino over the library issue at a previous meeting, voted yes and framed his support around something specific he wants to see happen.
I want a normal transition plan that we have not had in this county.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Listen weekday afternoons 4 to 7. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance and it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans.
All right, if you were not listening at the beginning of the hour, I just want to give you a little bit of background before we get into the rest of that speech by Ronnie Chang at Harvard Class Day. He was not during the commencement speech. That was Conan O'Brien. He was joking around about, you know, how they got rid of their grade inflation or they're trying to, and Trump's been attacking them and all this kind of stuff. But then the clip where that started to get pretty interesting, and there is a lot of profanity in this. I edited it all out, of course. But, you know, this is how it gets going.
Well, on the topic of A's, by the way, can I just say AI. AI. I'm so glad you agree. I prepared a completely different speech in case you guys turned on me, but I won't be needing that anymore.
Remember all the speakers that got booed for celebrating AI?
AI. F it to death, all right? What's the sign language sign for that? Good to know.
I assume there actually is a sign for AI now, as opposed to just signing A and then I, but I don't know anyway.
It's stupid. It's so stupid. Have you tried using it? It's always wrong. I mean, do you even know what AI is saying about Harvard? The garbage that AI is spouting about you guys. AI says that Harvard has a $56.9 billion endowment and that the Harvard Graduate Students Union is on strike to try to get a livable wage increase to $25 an hour. There's no way that's true. Oh,
nice zinger, though. All true.
I mean, that's ridiculous. How bad are these AI hallucinations getting? Look, a lot of other respected graduation speakers and colleges around America are talking about you guys needing to master AI for the future. Okay? I'm here to tell you the mission of your generation is to destroy AI.
Amen, brother.
Kill it. To accomplish this, you'll have to capture and reprogram an AI to be on the side of humanity, then commandeer its own time-traveling technology, send it back to the past to defeat the current AI before it gains sentience. This isn't just graduation day. This is Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
By the way, I'm going to give a non-native speaker a pass on sentience, but okay.
And I know there's someone sitting out here right now who's just like, well, you know, what about the use of AI to pioneer breakthroughs in medicine and physics? Well, first of all, shut up, nerd. I'm not talking about that. Obviously, if you're using it for that purpose, you're not the problem. Okay, I'm talking about the accumulation of cognitive debt due to excessive use of large language models, according to a study by MIT published in 2025 in Archive. That's right, MIT.
Because he's at Harvard.
MIT did that study. I guess you guys were too busy giving each other A's. Feel free to boo MIT, by the way. And AI. and yourselves, I guess.
So now we're going to start to get into the what I consider to be the anti-AA stuff is good, but the why this speech one was super viral. It was getting shared all over the place the other day. Anyway,
untalented people love bragging about using AI to help them draft their speeches and their scripts and their podcasts and their promo videos for UFC fights at the White House. Which, to be fair, even if they had filmed that for real, it would still have looked like AI. But what they're missing is this. The creating is the fun part.
Amen.
The best part of comedy writing is figuring out the puzzle pieces of a joke and getting the self-regard from having accomplished a difficult thing. Why? Feel free to not applaud that, you freaking traitors to humanity.
I think it's funny that he went with the frick on that one instead of the, you know, because he's so willing to swear. Yes, you can get the AI to put the jigsaw puzzle together for you. How is that any fun? The fun is the doing of it. The fun is the writing, the thinking, the creating, the drawing, the whatever the case may be.
Why would I want AI to take that away from me? You know what problem I want AI to solve? I want the problem of AI making everything look like I want AI to solve that problem. How about that? Or how about, can AI take away the part of comedy writing where my TV pilot gets passed on, and when I ask if I can pitch it to someone else, the network says we don't want it, but we also don't want anyone else to have it? We just want you to be sad? Can AI solve that?
We'll come back to this in a second because, again, I think there's good payoff to this speech. It's not just funny. There's substance here. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free, which is great news. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
But I really do agree that he's right about it is the doing that is the fun, not just the end result, and that mediocre people are the ones who brag about it because that's what AI does is it allows mediocre people to pretend to be something they're not, you know? Better, more educated, more intelligent, more capable, more creative, whatever the case may be.
I recently tried to introduce my friend to Buddhism through a book called Buddhism Made Simple. It was literally a book about Buddhism made simple. And instead of reading it, he used AI to summarize it in 10 seconds. Believe it or not, he didn't reach enlightenment. Turns out speedrunning Buddhism is completely missing the point.
And by the way, when I say mediocre, I mean, like, you could become better if you did it the right way. And it will keep even people with great potential from becoming better because why bother?
And I know this platitude is almost worthy of AI, but the reason shortcuts to skip to the end aren't always good is because the journey isn't just how we acquire skills. The journey is the point of all this. It is.
100%.
It turns out maybe the real Harvard was the friends we made along the way.
Yeah.
Look, I know this won't apply to everyone's industry, okay? But I'm just saying, whatever your chosen profession is, please don't let AI rob you of the fun part of it. I think your generation's upcoming battle won't be humans against AI. That's at least 2 months away. It's gonna be people with substance versus people with shallow knowledge. It's gonna be mastery versus faking it. It's gonna be people with good taste versus tacky. I trust you will put in the work necessary to be on the right side of those battles.
Love that. People of substance versus people with shallow knowledge.
And anytime you want to hand that degree over, Dean, that'll be really nice.
Because he joked about how you get an honorary degree when you speak at a commencement, but he's just like the warm-up speaker at the class day, so he doesn't get anything.
Now, you might be worried about the job market you're entering, but don't worry. There are jobs now that exist that we couldn't have imagined when I graduated. And it's going to be the same for you. For example, when I graduated 17 years ago, I didn't know posting photos of my feet could be a full-time job. In another 17 years, it might be the only job.
Yeah, but AI is going to replace that, too.
So let me try to speak your language here, okay? Because I know you guys low-key see me as some cooked unk now. But good. I am an unk. I am an unk. Listen to the unk. Here's the unk fire advice portion of this speech. Make sure your offline world is better than your online one.
Or at least focus on it more.
If that wasn't obvious, remember the flaws. Hug your parents. When someone invites you to a private sex island, always say no. Always
say no. And then he's going to get into, he gives some kind of advice or whatever along the way, and then he gets towards the end.
I want you guys to look to your left and look to your right now. Remember these faces. Some of you will be evil. Some of you will be evil people who just want a ton of money. I just turned 40. Let me tell you, money isn't everything. It's only good for buying comfort, necessities, peace of mind, and self-worth. But guess what? Making money is easy in America. It's easy. You can tell jokes on TV. You can run a crypto scam. You can storm the Capitol and get a payout from the government.
Ouch.
In fact, I'll prove it to you. Watch this. Which camera is it? This camera? All right. Hey, this speech at Harvard is brought to you by Panda Express.
He sold an ad.
Panda Express, have you eaten yet? Do you see that? I just paid for my kids' Harvard tuition. I'm just kidding. I hope they can go to Yale.
Oh, that's a good one. Nice.
My point is, shut up. My point is, one day soon, I promise you, some kids will be asking you for advice for after they graduate. And you can say, be kind, be joyful, but for the love of God, help me destroy these machines first. Thank you for having me. You guys are awesome. Congrats to everybody, the students and the parents and the faculty. Thanks for having me here. Take care, Harvard.
So again, against the backdrop of these commencement addresses, and that was not a commencement address, just close to it, but against the backdrop of these commencement addresses that have been celebrating or promoting AI to the students and getting booed for it, I thought that one was particularly poignant because, you know, the things that he said about being human, the value is in the doing of it and the rest, I thought that was on target. And then I just read an article yesterday about how employers are complaining that the new crop of graduates believe that AI is a form of cheating and they're reluctant to embrace it. Oh, it sounds like we actually taught them something that was right. We actually taught them something good. Lo and behold, education works and businesses are trying to convince them otherwise. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you have a business, and I hope you have one that does not embrace AI or force it down your employees' throats, and you have to deal with and benefit with, I mean, seriously, you have to deal with benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, payroll, all of that kind of stuff, Torgerson Consulting can help with that. They're very, very good at this. They've been doing it for us here at News Radio in Cat Country for 5 years. They've been doing the business itself for 25 years, since 2001. They'll come in and look at what you're doing and see if there's a way to do it cheaper or better or both. I know for us, we got plans we didn't see before. We got better deals and just that there were choices and much better customer service than we ever had before. So we're big fans. And like, I'm a philosopher. My wife's an engineer. We ask questions, hard questions, questions that not all the time do people have an easy chance of answering. But Torgerson Consulting, they sometimes know the answer and then they sometimes get back to us. But either way, they've always been fantastic at the follow-up. Locally owned and operated in their 25th year of business. Give them a call today for no obligation review of what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve. Especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions. Because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211. A radiant, energetic, and dynamic pop R&B band with a vast range of cathartic and dance-worthy songs. Warm vocals, an infectious groove, and fresh sound. This week at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black hats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
John, we're going to play Guess That Sound here in just a second. You ready?
No.
All right, first you can do Traffic on the Fives, though.
I was all, like, psyched up. Okay, so let's see here. No accidents to report to you. Not seeing any delays on I-10, I-110, 98, 90, 29, said Hutt. We are good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, you ready? I want you to tell me what you hear. First okay. Sound is a...
airplane.
Okay, what kind of plane?
Sounds like a jet.
Yep, jet for sure.
737, 757.
No, I'm going to give you a second chance okay. here, okay? This would be, you have to know what's going on in the news in order to identify this, but here goes. Listen carefully. All right, what do you got?
It's a fighter jet.
It is? What kind?
Mm.
Don't focus on the sound. Focus on the change in the sound.
Yeah, no, that's how I figured out it was a fighter jet. Mm-hmm. F-22, maybe?
No, it's a Harrier. And it's vertical takeoff, and in this case, landing.
Oh, the VTOL?
Yeah, landing with, you know, the propulsion down. The last one to ever fly.
Huh?
They did a sundown ceremony this week at MCAS. Sherry Point. It was a sundown ceremony for the Marines for the Harrier. The Harriers are no longer in the air. They use Ospreys now.
Are the British still going to use them?
You know, it's a good question. I don't know if any of those are in the air right now or not. Of course, we have the vertical takeoff and landing variant for the carrier version of the F-35, so it's not like we don't have VTOLs. We have the Osprey, obviously, but this was the last one of the Harriers for the United States Marine Corps, a long-standing platform, which has now been, you know, again, replaced by the Osprey. This is them all clapping for the last two pilots and then dumping Gatorade on them and doing a little bit of chanting. There you go. Marine Attack Squadron 223 at Cherry Point, North Carolina. They had been deployed to the Caribbean last year as part of the buildup for the January 3rd snatch and grab for Nicolas Maduro. And they had a 5-carrier flyover, and that's it. I don't think I've ever seen a carrier fly. Or I've seen a Harrier fly, personally. I've seen them to a lot of air shows. I don't think I have. I don't think so. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, and by the way, not to belabor the point, but every single one of those pilots trained where?
Here.
Here. That's exactly right. And then two-thirds of them would have gone to Whiting. So NAS Pensacola for their beginning, and then two-thirds of them would have gone to Whiting and then on to other things. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, actor James Handy, known for roles in Top Gun, Maverick, Jumanji, and Arachnophobia, has died after a stabbing at a home in Los Angeles. Police arrested 44-year-old Michael Gledhill, who was the son of Handy's girlfriend, on a murder charge related to that. The search continuing in Japan for 20-year-old James Weston Higginbotham, an Auburn University student who disappeared a week ago. His mother said he walked away during a family trip after apparently getting into an argument about artificial intelligence. And the NBA has now banned two people for life after one fan ran onto the court during Game 1 of the NBA Finals and took a selfie near Victor...
Wembanyama.
Yeah, thank you.
you got the other name so right. I was impressed. That was very good. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to Nathan Boyles, District 3 representative, one of the two Republicans who voted against Governor DeSantis' property tax proposal. Local.